Triple Team traffic, three times more eyes on the road. And here's Ricky Meese.
You're looking at a KSL travel time southbound I-15 from downtown to the south interchange of about 10 minutes. But as you're traveling, you're going to see spots of slowing from South Salt Lake to Sandy at 90th South, northbound I-15. Heavy and slow from Sandy to Midvale. We have a new accident eastbound on the 21st South Freeway. At I-215's West Belt, it has been pushed over to the right shoulder, and the accident still blocking the left lanes eastbound 123rd South, 265 West. Len Thomas?
Oh, for some reason, we got some slowing on Redwood Road. I guess it's called traffic. It happens every day, and it's a little bit slow from the 201 down into the Taylorsville area. You've got spots of slowing in either direction. 5600 West and Bangor Highway both showing a little bit of slow driving as you head from California down to 3500 South. And as you head from Spanish Fork up through Provo and to Lehigh to the point of the mountain, it's looking about a 25-minute drive there in good shape. Southbound is rolling along in good shape as well. Mark?
Yeah, KSL travel times just elevated slightly to 17 minutes northbound I-15 Salt Lake City to Farmington, and that is because you have some delays in spot 6 north out of downtown up to the north interchange. Worst of that's right there at 2300 in North Warm Springs as you navigate that curve. Going to get some more slowings around Parrish Lane, and then in spots Lagoon up to Layton Hills Mall, sluggish. Any project is easier when you have the right tools. Get everything from hammer drills to excavators at Diamond Rentals, 12 locations, including the newest store on 12th Street in Ogden, diamondrental.com. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.